Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Watertown police arrested a man on felony drug charges late Wednesday night. Police Sergeant Kirk Ellis says officers got a tip about possible drug activity at a residence in the 100 block of First Avenue Southwest. Police obtained a search warrant, which was executed last night. Ellis says inside the residence, officers found various illegal drug items that are used to ingest and sell illegal drugs. 20-year-old Peter DeFay of Watertown was arrested and charged with several counts, including possession and ingesting an illegal substance, including cocaine and marijuana. Several firearms were also confiscated. Ellis says the investigation is ongoing and additional charges are pending. Slippery road conditions kept Watertown police busy on Wednesday, responding to reports of accidents. Sergeant Steve Rehorst says at 12:40 p.m., they were called to the area of South Dakota Highway 20 and Airport Drive. That's where a Jeep driven by Manuel Candelaria of Watertown went off the highway and landed in the ditch on its roof. There were no injuries. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $2,000. Just after 5:30 last night, police were called to another rollover in the 1900 block of North Highway 20. An SUV driven by Amber Reese of Watertown was westbound when she lost control and rolled the vehicle into the ditch where it came to rest on its roof. Reese was treated at the scene for minor injuries. The vehicle is estimated to be a total loss. Rehorst says between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Wednesday, Watertown police responded to 8 vehicle collisions involving a total of 4 minor injuries. South Dakota's 115 traffic fatalities last year are expected to be the lowest since 2011 and the second lowest since 1960. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety Director Lee Axdahl says the lower numbers can be attributed to safety campaigns targeting drivers.
We're seeing those numbers trend down as we go through the past several years, and that's really nice to see. We've got all kinds of different safety campaigns that we do across the state, and we target those to specific demographics that have specific issues, and we just keep trying to make a difference.
The Highway Patrol has been involved in the safety effort. Along with the normal enforcement and education, troopers were instructed recently to start issuing citations for any vehicle occupant not wearing a seatbelt. Axdahl has advice for drivers who want to stay safe on South Dakota highways.
The list is fairly simple. Don't drive impaired. Don't overdrive road conditions, especially this time of the year where you don't know where that next piece of black ice is going to be on the surface. Don't text and drive. Don't speed. And on top of everything else, buckle up. And you'll greatly enhance your odds of surviving a crash.
A bill making criminal booking photos available to the public easily passed through the Senate Judiciary Committee in Pierre today. The bill was brought forward by Attorney General Marty Jackley. He says it would make mugshots a public record under South Dakota law and would improve transparency.
I mean, we are literally, us in Louisiana, the only two states that don't allow the release of this. And I think to answer your questions, the answer was yes. There's more to be done, but this is that first step.
State Senator Craig Kennedy of Yankton, who's a lawyer, provided the only vote against that bill.
And what's been going on in other states is that certain people, not the legitimate media, which I have a lot of respect for, but certain people will take these, post them to the internet, and then sell to people the right to have their booking or mugshot photo removed from the internet for a fee.
Jackley believes the gains outweigh any possible consequences.
Yes, there have been unintended consequences, but I think those unintended consequences are outweighed by the things that have been talked about today. They're outweighed by the transparency in government. They're outweighed by making sure the proper person is identified and by, frankly, allowing a more proper photograph than a perp walk photograph.
A perp walk photograph is a picture of the suspect being taken to or from court, often in handcuffs or chains, and jail stripes. Governor Dennis Dugard said this week that he supports the legislation. The bill made it through committee on a 6-1 vote today and now goes to the Senate floor. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether returned to his hometown of Yankton for a round of public appearances and to talk about the future. Huether says he's getting a lot of questions about his future political plans.
I love public service. I do. I'm having a blast. You know, other than being a hubby or a dad or a grandpa, this public service gig has been phenomenal. So, you know, I want to keep serving. I would love to be the governor. I'd love to be the president. I'd love to be the mayor of Sioux Falls. But this is a family decision, and ultimately we'll decide as a family.
Sioux Falls has seen record growth year to year during Huether's terms as mayor. He believes that can be done on a larger level.
We're trying to exude as much confidence. We're being aggressive. We're not afraid of challenges that are out there. We are taking risks. We're making some dang mistakes, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. And I think that the state of South Dakota has that opportunity to do some of those similar things. And I think that if we did, I think we'd reap the rewards by doing it.
Huether says he's getting encouragement from all across South Dakota.
You know, whether I'm in, you know, Brookings at a rabbit game, or whether I'm in Spearfish for some event where I've been asked to speak, or back home in Yankton, I've got so many people that are just, thanking me for what we're doing in Sioux Falls and the impact it's having on South Dakota. And I think they like the style that I've been trying to exude. And that is, let's get some crap done. Let's bring some business sense and common sense to government.
Huether recently made a public announcement of his change in registration from Democrat to Independent. The first grandstand act of the 2017 South Dakota State Fair was announced today. Here's fair manager Peggy Besch.
It's a great day for us. We get to announce our first grandstand concert for the 2017 fair. So we are thrilled to share with your listeners that Big and Rich, along with Cowboy Troy, will be performing in the State Fair grandstand on Friday, September 1st, 2017. So we are really, really excited.
Tickets for the Big and Rich show will go on sale in June, and Besch says there will be more State Fair concert announcements coming.
We're hoping to have another announcement here at the end of the month, and are not sure on the final announcement, but that should be coming soon as well.
The 2017 South Dakota State Fair runs from August 31st through September 4th. The theme for this year's State Fair is Seriously Twisted Fun. News available anytime on our homepage, gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.